I think that this presentation will tie in nicely with the last one because I also am looking at alcohol and alcohol in combination with drug use, but across all kinds of injuries in the emergency department. And this presentation also brings us back to Canada again. We know quite a lot about the association of alcohol and injury, and that's been very well documented. However, we know a lot less about alcohol in combination with other drug use and risk of injury. So the purpose of this study was to examine the risk of injury due to alcohol use alone compared to alcohol in combination with other drug use in the injury event. The sample was collected from two emergency departments in downtown Vancouver, and this area is home to entertainment and drug seeking and using venues, and so we thought it was a good place to find patients who may likely have been using not only alcohol but also other drugs. I might add that in the literature it seems that a lot of people who present to emergency departments have also, who are alcohol positive, have also been using other drugs. So we thought this was a particularly important study. We selected probability samples of injured patients over the age of 18. So what that meant is we interviewed patients 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, basically. So we had equal representation of all shifts for all days of the week, unlike David's study where he was trying to find sort of times when you might find heavier alcohol use with consequently more alcohol intoxicated patients that he had to wait for. We didn't have quite that serious a problem with having to wait around all the time. Sometimes, yes. So we collected data for 12 weeks, April through August in 2009. In each of the EDs, we had an overall completion rate of 69% for a total of 443 patients. We used a 25-minute interview that has been used in the Emergency Room Collaborative Alcohol Analysis Project and also the World Health Organization Collaborative Study on Alcohol and Injury. It's a fairly standard questionnaire now, having been used in about 100 emergency rooms over 30 countries. We did add a number of additional questions on illicit drug use for the purposes of this study. We were interested in type and cause of injury, particularly those related to violence, so we could make comparisons of intentional versus unintentional injury. We looked at alcohol and separately drug use within 6 hours prior to the injury event, as well as during the same 6-hour period the previous day and the same 6-hour period the previous week. And we used these two variables in for our case crossover analysis that I will explain shortly. We also looked at the amount of alcohol consumed prior to injury because we were interested in dose response relationships. Quantity and frequency of drinking, particularly 5-plus occasions during the last year as a measure of episodic or binge drinking, heavy drinking, and the RAPS-4 is a measure of alcohol dependence. So the case crossover analysis, for those of you who do not know, this is a method where the patient acts as his or her own control. And the nice thing about that is it controls for so-called stable risk factors that one wouldn't expect to change in a short period or even a longer period of time, such as gender, age, risk-taking disposition, usual drinking patterns, and so on. We use a match-pair approach where we compare drinking the day before to the control period of, drinking 6 hours prior to injury compared to the control period of drinking the day before and compared separately to the control period of drinking the week before. We used a conditional logistic regression to calculate the relative risk, and we then looked at both of these control periods combined, which is called the multiple matching approach. And the good thing about that is one might expect that there might be a differential recall bias between whether someone is comparing their alcohol and drug use yesterday compared to a week ago, that recall may be better for yesterday. So this just shows demographic and substance use characteristics Almost two-thirds were male, a third under age 30, 8% in for intentional injury. Well over half drank five or more drinks on at least one occasion in the last year. About a third were alcohol dependent positive. 19% reported using only alcohol in the 6 hours before the injury event. 4% reported using drugs only, and 5% both alcohol and drugs. These are lower percents than Timothy reports in his data, we are looking across all kinds of injuries, and some injuries are really relatively minor. People show up in the emergency department for all kinds of things. So this shows relative risk of injury related to alcohol and drug use yesterday, last week, and the multiple matching. And as you can see, for alcohol use, the risk of injury was over threefold for both time periods and multiple matching. For drug use only, it actually went in the other direction. Not that we want to say the drug use was protective, because these are not significant. However, they are not positively significant, for sure. And then with alcohol and other drug use, you can see that the risk is pretty much the same as it is for alcohol use alone. And I will talk a little bit more about that shortly. This shows the number of drinks consumed prior to injury for the two time periods and the multiple matching and risk of injury. And you can see there is a definite dose response relationship here. With the multiple matching, it's up to a relative risk of 13.8, so that's getting pretty high. We thought there might be some potential effect modifiers. We thought that the risk of injury related to alcohol and then related to the combination of alcohol and other drugs might be differentially related to gender, age, injury type, this 5-plus drinking in the last year, and alcohol dependence. We really didn't find that. The closest we found, which is highlighted, was that at the 0.08 level, it seemed that those 30 and older might have were at a higher risk than using both alcohol and drugs than those younger. But as I said, it was a 0.08 relationship, so it leaves a lot to chance here. Okay, so then in summary, we found the relative risk of injury due to alcohol use was over threefold. We did find a dose response association. And the risk also increased for alcohol in combination with other drug use, but we didn't seem to find a synergistic effect. The risk for alcohol in combination with other drugs did not seem to be more than the risk for alcohol alone. I think this is particularly interesting since I didn't show this, but we did other analysis where we actually looked at the number of drinks consumed during the 6-hour period for those who used only alcohol compared to those who used alcohol and other drugs. Those who used alcohol and other drugs consumed significantly more drinks during this time period than those who only used alcohol, and we did find a dose response relationship. So if nothing more, you might think that those who used alcohol and other drugs because they drank more alcohol might be at a greater risk of injury. However, over 60% of those who used other drugs used marijuana. And so we think that probably what's going on is it has to do with the kind of drug that is used. And I don't want to now suggest that marijuana is having this protective effect on drinking a lot. However, it does look like that, at least in our study, with a majority of marijuana users, that we actually did not have any added risk of alcohol in combination with other drugs, even though the alcohol consumption during that 6-hour period for these people was significantly more than for those who only consumed alcohol. Okay, so no increased risk for those who only use drugs. And as I said, with the test for homogeneity, we only found a significant effect at 0.08 for alcohol and other drug use, with greater risk for those 30 plus. That sample size was very small, and this test for homogeneity is very sensitive to sample size, so that's something that needs to be considered as well. The numbers were too small to analyze risk of injury for specific drug categories or drug-alcohol combinations. Certainly, one might be very interested in cocaine and alcohol. We just didn't have the numbers for that. And so future research really needs to collect a larger sample so that we can actually look at class of drugs and combined with alcohol use. Obviously, all drugs are not expected to act in a similar manner, and so this really does need to be explored. Finally, we did not take contextual factors into account in these analyses. What that relates to, if you think about it, for example, with motor vehicular accidents, someone's in the emergency room today with a vehicular-related accident, and they've been drinking. Okay, so you look at their alcohol consumption either yesterday or the week before or both time periods combined. But if they hadn't been driving during that time period, they aren't going to be very likely to be having an alcohol-related injury, especially as a driver. So we really need further analysis where we actually take into consideration not only the drinking and the drug use, but also what they were doing at the time. Because otherwise, we really have the risk of using alcohol, for example, before one drives, rather than the risk of using alcohol and driving and subsequent injury. So that's something else that really needs to be considered in future research in this area. So that's it. Thank you.